When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that puck was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. A little tunes to go to sleep by. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
We got a special guest on the Quack Attack Podcast. We have Kevin.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome to Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. It's been a long time, Kevin. What have you been up to in your hiatus from the pod?
Just working. It's just kind of my boss left at my company, so it's been a little chaotic. But and then also I am now the HOA president, which has been its own pain in the ass.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
one of my friends asked me, are there any benefits to being the HOA president?
No, absolutely not. It's just you get texts from the shitty people that live in your complex that like are just annoying pains in the asses. And then like every complaint gets directed at you.
So why do this? Is this to essentially prevent like terrible rules or?
Yeah, I mean, somebody has to do it. Like it's.
So you want to be president so someone else can't be it and be bad at it?
I mean, not necessarily, but I mean, it was like, I kind of made a deal with my next door neighbor who's not a pain in the ass and she's going to do it next year. So it was just kind of like, all right, whatever, I'll do it this year. And then next year when we have to change, you can do it. But yeah, our like back gate has been broken and it's been like this never ending saga. So that's what I've been dealing with. It's been
wow,
tons of fun. Don't ever do it.
We'll have to keep tabs on this back gate saga. Yeah. Sounds riveting. let's check in though on your kin token. A lot of stuff going on in the stock market and you know cryptocurrency world. And back in December 2016, Kevin invested roughly $300 in kin token. It was down to like a dollar something, rebounded back up to $10. Do we have an update here, Kevin?
We do. We're sitting pretty at $27.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's making quite the comeback here. We still got a long way to go, but we'll have Kevin update us on the back gate and his kin token.
For those of you counting at home, it's up 1600% over the last year. So there's that.
There you go. Before we go any further, I want to give a duck call to our two latest producers, Jeff Fantas and Matt Holtwick. They joined the producer lineup here. So congratulations to them. As Tommy and I talked about in the last episode, we're giving you if you give a dollar a month, we're giving you an episode for every 36 cents. So if you join the producer lineup, it's only going to help us. It will get Kevin back on the pod more regularly. $5, you're at like $1.80 per episode, which I think is still a pretty good deal. But there's a link in the show notes. You can go there to sign up.
We can probably sweeten the deal a little bit too. I feel like there's an HOA producer crossover we can do.
Oh,
maybe if you join a certain like diamond level as a producer, you get to suggest something to the HOA for Kevin's complex there. So we'll come up with something and maybe it'll make Kevin's life easier, but hopefully harder. So keep that in mind. But if any of our loyal listeners have advice on dealing with HOAs or any fun stories they want to share, you know where to find us.
Yeah. Kevin just texted me. He said he's willing to be the HOA president of your HOA as well.
So, nope.
Yeah. He's just racking up the HOA credits here. So we're going to move on. We talked about this a couple episodes ago about all those sports movies back in the 90s, a lot related to the Mighty Ducks, some Mighty Ducks ripoffs, that kind of stuff. So we asked for the best kids sports movies, and we got 65 total films. So congratulations to the Quacklites there. Andrew Becks and Stevie Yanks, Andrew Beck, I should say, and Stevie Yanks came by with a lot of recommendations. So my criteria to include this was essentially the either the main character had to be a kid who played sports, or a team of kids was very prevalent in the movies, in the movie, and it was PG or less. But there are some edge cases here I want to run by you if we should include them.
I think there's a very obvious one or two, actually, I guess.
Interesting. So there are two PG-13 movies I wasn't sure about. Coach Carter.
That's based on a true story, though. That's not really a kid's sports movie.
I mean, I guess it depends on where you cut off kids. Like,
I did high school.
They're in high school. Oh, like once they get to high school, they no longer count.
I did through high school. Okay. Is Remember the Titans sports movie?
Yeah.
Well, then is Friday Night Lights like a kid's
PG? It's PG 13, so I took it off.
Yeah. So Coach Carter's PG is what you're saying?
Coach Carter's PG 13.
Okay. I think that's a good delineator, though, is to like take those ones out if they're PG 13 and up.
All right.
But was Bad News Bears on this list too?
It was.
That was PG. Wasn't it original? Yeah, but see, PG back in the day might have been PG 13 now.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that is purely a like that's got a team of kids, so it kind of checks every other box, and it's got, you know, Walter Matthau as the Gordon Bombay.
Is the newer Bad News Bears also PG 13 or PG?
I believe so. I did look this up. Let me go back and look it up again, but I believe so. One I wanted to float by, it is a PG, but it kind of gets into the territory. Rudy, would you count that as a kid's sports movie?
No.
No.
Okay.
Even though Rudy's a pipsqueak like a kid.
All right. So we're taking those off. Any other exceptions you guys can think of right off the bat here?
What is Hardball?
Hardball with Keanu Reeves, is that PG-13?
Yeah, it is PG-13.
You see, that's a good one, but I guess we do have to eliminate it. But Hardball's great. You haven't seen it, Kevin?
Oh, I love Hardball.
Okay,
I haven't seen it in a really long time, but yeah,
that had a lot of argument from the Quackalites about whether that qualified or not.
Okay, how about this though? Like, I saw that when I was a kid, like in the theaters. Like, it's, you know,
you're not going to get kicked out of a movie for being 10 seeing a PG-13 movie. That like PG-13 is not like a rule, like R, like rated R. I worked at a movie theater, really? So I know this.
Yeah, I didn't know that. my only brush with something like that was when my sister tried to sneak us into the South Park movie, and they had like attendance posted outside the door. we bought tickets to Wild Wild West, and tried to sneak into South Park.
Nice. I got kicked out of the movie theater for sneaking in to see The Girl Next Door. I bought a ticket to see Scooby-Doo or something like that. It was Scooby-Doo or Scooby-Doo 2. And we got kicked out. I blame one of my friends for being incredibly obvious.
There you go. The new Bad News Bears, by the way, is PG-13.
Yeah.
The old one was PG.
Then let's include the old one.
Yeah. So I left all the original Bad News Bears and its sequels. Those were all PG as well. Do you guys want the top 10 here?
I would like to hear the top 10. Do we have a bottom list as well?
We do have a bottom list. I'm going to get into the bottom list.
Is this just based on the number of suggestions or like?
Oh, good point. So I should explain. So I took the audience rating for every movie from Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. And then like average them together. So Rotten Tomatoes is out of 100. IMDb is out of 10, but they did like 7.8. So I just made it out of 100 scale. So it would be 78. So your top 10 here. Number one, average 80.
Start with number 10.
Oh, number 10. Come on. Okay. Okay.
I was going to say the same thing.
It gets it gets sort of controversial. Number 10, Motocrossed.
Oh, Disney God, movie. Really?
Yeah, it's number 10?
Yeah. Average of 71.
How many? Was it just like the 71 direct like cousins and family members of the people who like, come on now.
People like Motocrossed. Number 9, Heavyweights. If you count that as a sports.
What? How's that a sports movie?
The Apache Relay at the end, we can literally ask Steve Brill next time we have him on if he counts the movie he wrote.
Heavyweights should count in this.
All right, we'll agree, but we're going to continue.
We'll take them down. Well, we'll move Motocross up to 9 then and do number 10, also Disney movie, Going to the Mat, about wrestling.
Never saw that.
Never heard of it.
All right. Number 9, Motocross. Number 8, Brink.
Nice.
That's a sports
love,
movie. Yeah.
Love Brink.
What am I at now? 6? 5? No, 7? Bad News 7. Bears.
The original?
Yes, the original Bad
that
News Bears.
That feels super low for that to me, but...
Yeah.
Number 6, Karate Kid.
Oh, okay. That's a great one.
No, number 5 is an interesting one. It's Rad. It's this like BMX movie from the 80s that looks absolutely terrible. I watched the trailer, but people, I think there's some nostalgic, like campy factor here. So people love it.
It's got Talia Shire and Lori Loughlin.
I don't know who those are.
Number 4, McFarlane USA, Matthew McConaughey. Came out recently. About a football coach. He coaches a cross-country team based on
truth. Oh, okay. I kind of remember seeing the trailer for that.
Number 3, Hoosiers.
You said it has Matthew McConaughey. Do you mean Kevin Costner?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't know why I said Matthew McConaughey.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Number 3 is Hoosiers. Average of 82.
I'm not so sure that's a kid's sports movie.
I mean, it fits the criteria, right?
Yeah. Again, but all the themes are like heist. Like,
I mean, we got to have some sort of criteria, otherwise we're just picking and choosing.
I know that's what I'm saying. Like the high school, like having high schoolers as the featured athletes, varsity athletes. Just it's not like a kid's sports movie.
Okay,
but all we keep with the list, and then we'll debate, and we'll in a couple of weeks we'll come out with like the real list.
Number 2, The Sandlot.
Okay. Yes.
And then number 1 is Remember the Titans.
So that would be the same issue that you had with Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And Remember the Titans and Hoosiers have like very different themes than like the Little Giants or the Big Green, right? And those are definitively like kids sports movies. Same thing with like The Sandlot. Like The Sandlot, it's hijinks.
I think maybe one way we can kind of weed some of these out is like adding in like the family genre indicator, like it has to be in that realm.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Because like I doubt that. Well, I don't know. Remember the Titans might be. I don't know.
Remember the Titans, like it's a Disney movie, but I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I do like Remember the Titans a lot. That was like the go-to movie we'd watch in middle school, like for whatever reason in any class.
Ours was October Sky.
That was a good one. You know, I wouldn't categorize that. Like, I think there's a definite category of like a kid's sports movie. I don't think Remember the Titans is. Now, it's a movie that has sports with minors in it. But.
Okay. Well, I'll put the list in the show notes and I'll send you guys a list. And you guys can pare it down and then we can come back and see what it is.
Okay.
The bottom 10 now, there was really like, it gets really bunched up and then there's like 3 or 4 clear worst ones. So number 10, Air Bud Golden Receiver, the sequel to Air Bud.
Oh man, if we're throwing sequels in here, it's going to be.
I'm not sure I ever saw that.
I probably did not, but I might
have. Number 9, 3 Ninjas Knuckle Up.
Oh man, I loved the Three Ninjas movies. Is that the second one?
That is the third one.
Okay.
So there's
that one was probably pretty bad, but
yeah,
so
Three ninjas kick back, and then three ninjas knuckle up, and then there's a fourth one as well. That's
where they like go to the amusement park or something. Right?
High Noon at Mega Mountain with Hulk Hogan. I loved that movie. It has a 2.9 on IMDb.
Oh, you're giving away later down the list, but that's okay. Number eight here, MXP, Most Extreme Primate.
Nice. Wait, does that count? It's about a monkey.
The kid also plays sports, though, in it. But
it's not a team full of monkeys.
But the kid also plays sports.
Like Air Bud is a kid sports movie, even though there's only one dog.
Yeah.
But that's like a team sport. Like there are kids on that team.
We'll leave it up for debate here. Number seven, Most Valuable Primate. The first one, that's where he plays hockey. I did see that movie, and like even as an eight-year-old I was like, how is there's that hockey
there's one that score? I really hope it is on this list, which actually I wouldn't fit the criteria. I don't think
number six, MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate.
So most vertical, what is he, a high jumper?
He's a skateboarder. So we have all three MVP movies and their spinoffs in the bottom 10. Number five, Angels in the End Zone. Coming out.
Oh, man. Isn't that with Joey Lawrence?
It's got both of them, Matt and Joey, I think. Okay. I remember I saw that movie.
I remember liking it. It's on Christopher Lloyd, too, right?
Yeah, I remember being excited to watch it. We rented it and then being disappointed because there wasn't a lot of football in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we go to really the cream of the crop here. So there's a almost 6-point drop between Angels in the End Zone and then these next four. Number four, The Bad News Bears Go to Japan.
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed.
Number three, Boys Club 2001.
What? It sounds like a gentleman's club.
it's about a kid who plays basketball. Number two, apparently Tommy's favorite movie, Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Hold on a second. So Boys Club.
Boys Club 2001.
Yeah. Mario is a boy in his early teens who has been looking forward to spending the summer on a camping trip with his father. But when dad lands a new job just as school lets out in June, their plans are put in the back burner. So I guess he has to go to basketball camp instead.
Yeah, he plays basketball at some point. At least that's what I read. Somebody suggested this. I don't remember the Quacklight who suggested it. But then I looked it up and they played basketball in it.
Patrick Renna, who you guys know as the great Hambino in Sandlot, is credited in this. And this came out in 2001, so I guess he's got to be in his 20s then. Maybe he's a counselor.
Number two, Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain. There are only two movies who averaged a 30 or less. This was one of them. It came in with a 29. Again, this is the fourth of the Three Ninjas movies. It had like a different cast. It did have Hulk Hogan in it. There's some great reviews on IMDb from just users. So I thought The Lord of Darkness summed it up pretty well. He said, "You might think that this movie sucks, but you're dead wrong. This is the funniest piece I've ever seen in my life. Seriously, I was laughing tears the whole movie. Then I tried to kill myself." Normally in a Hogan movie, you can expect that he's the one beating up the bad guys, but not here. Hogan mostly stands or lies in the way while the villains get an ass kicking from a three-year-old and his two wannabe ninja brothers. I won't write something about the story because, A, there is no story, and if you find one, you should forget about it right now. B, I haven't seen this movie in 3 years, which makes it difficult to write a good comment. So, sums up Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain pretty well. And then the last one, which I have actually watched in preparation, I'm curious if you guys have ever heard of this. It's called Home Team. So it's got Steve Guttenberg, and he is a handyman who goes to this like boys orphanage and ends up coaching the soccer team.
Is this like a precursor to Hardball?
This is almost like a sequel to The Big Green.
This is like a direct ripoff of the Mighty Ducks. At one point, he even mentions the Mighty Ducks in it. He says, "I'm going to be your Emilio Estevez to your Mighty Ducks." So, yeah, wow. Again, another review. This is from bees.com about Home Team. Mighty Ducks, no, Mightily Sucks is the title. I can't believe I'm wasting my time with a comment, but this movie is weirdly bad. If 20 different directors were brought in to film different parts of the movie without having any idea of the storyline being filmed by the other directors, this is pretty much the result I would expect. I also think some of the scenes were spliced out of order. Things don't seem to progress in order. The movie acts like we're already supposed to know about half the characters, and Steve Guttenberg tries to do a manic a la Robin Williams comedy this movie. Ew, and the whole premise of putting an ex-con in charge of a bunch of kids just doesn't seem realistic in this day and age. So he's like a former pro who gets in trouble for like gambling and has to go to this orphanage. You don't really learn that until the end of the movie, like that he got in trouble for gambling. You just sort of see, like, if you imagine the Mighty Ducks started with Bombay pulling up in the limo to the kids, that's kind of where this movie starts. The whole movie, he helps the cook gamble on horses. And then, spoiler alert, the kids' soccer team comes by. They're actually in the quarterfinals. That's like the big movie. And the cook found somebody in Vegas to take his bet on the Home Team because they're sponsored by Home Team Funeral Home or something like that. So they save their orphanage by this cook making a bet on this kids soccer quarterfinal because he won the money. And that's how they save the orphanage. And that's the end of the movie. So it's great times.
Which bookie in Caesars took this? So how did you find this movie? Like, how did you find a copy? Did you pay for it?
No, it's free online on a streaming site called Tubi. So you can go watch it right now, but there, it just random times ads pop up in the middle. So you have to wait through these like weird ads until, you know, you can start watching the movie again. But it's,
well, this, it couldn't have been more than like 75 minutes, right?
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, great times. It's like the Mighty Ducks, but like if all the kid actors were bad and, like you don't really get a sense of who they are or anything. My favorite part was the ringer is already on the team. Like the Adam Banks type is on the team in the first, like from the get go, but he like doesn't do anything in the first game when they lose 10-0. And then all of a sudden he's great. I would recommend it if you want to, just waste an hour and a half of your life. But there you go. Are there any? Okay. Go ahead.
One thing that I would like to see cleaned up in this list is I feel like the worst ones have to be originals because like there's just like some like really bad sequels. That obviously there are three Primate movies on here. I feel like those are kind of in their own category. Like I'd like to see this list with only originals allowed, at least in the worst spot.
Interesting.
And then, but I do also think that adding the family genre to the entire thing would be a good way to clean things up and get rid of like Hoosiers and Remember the Titans.
Well, I would say those are family.
I mean, they're not tagged as family movies, is what I'm saying. Like,
so I think what you could do, and this would have unfortunately like eliminate like a Brink, is if the main competition or competitors are in high school.
Mm.
Because again, that might get rid of McFarland USA, which I guess is good, but I haven't seen it. And I think we would then get kind of the wheelhouse of like the kids' sports movies, you know, the movie that it's like the Air Buds, like Angels in the Outfield, like is not on here. But at the same time, is like, is that a sports movie? Because like the main kid doesn't play baseball, does he? You know, except for
that's a good point. I included it just because like I just figured it was a kid's sports movie, but that's a great point. Like by this criteria, it wouldn't be on the list, even though it is at this point.
I think if we wanted to, I agree with Kevin, like eliminate all sequels, which would also eliminate D2, of course, and D3.
But D3 would be eliminated automatically anyway.
And eliminate anything that is high school aged and up. And if you did, I guess what would be the new number one?
It would be probably Bad News Bears. Let's see.
And so, I think that's like not necessarily.
I mean, Rad, I guess, is high school. It'd be Karate Kid, barely over Bad News Bears.
Well, isn't he in high school?
Is he in high school? Yeah,
isn't
I guess
he driving in one scene or something?
Oh, school. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it'd be Bad News Bears.
Yeah. This is, I guess we should have put a little more thought into this.
Never but our I guess style.
You could also kind of, like, only, you could say, like, no individual competitions, but that's, I mean, there are individual sports, obviously.
Yeah.
It's difficult, but I think that the biggest one is like the sequels thing. I think we can go ahead and eliminate them off the bat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm still stuck on like adding this family thing in because like I think you can avoid eliminating all high school movies if you just add in the family genre. Because like I do think Karate Kid should be on this list. I don't think Remember the Titans necessarily should be, and I definitely don't think Friday Night Lights would, and the reason being is those aren't like tagged as family movies.
Where are you getting this tag, Kevin?
IMDb. It's just like on IMDb under okay. It's like right under the title.
All right. I'll look and try to revise the list here. Are there any movies that come to mind from your past that you think of when you think of like kids sports movies, good or bad?
So I think the big three from like us growing up were like the Mighty Ducks, Little Giants, and the Big Green.
Yeah. Well, and I remember like Rookie of the Year in that same group too.
That's a good point. Yeah. Rookie of the Year, Little Big League is
Little
kind
Big
of a
League also,
tier
yeah.
below.
But oh, yeah, the one that I was hoping to see on this list was, I believe it's called Ed.
Oh yeah. With
Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was suggested, but I did take it off because I think it was like the kid wasn't playing sports, but that's a good point though.
But it's like a family movie. That's like a kid's sports movie.
Right. Yeah. There was no kid playing sports. Instead, there's a trained chimpanzee who plays third base for a minor league baseball team. Yeah. A lot of chimp movies in the '90s.
Dunstan Checks In. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was quite the run. Quite the run for.
I wonder if it was all the same. Yeah, the same champ. It was probably was.
Yeah,
I guess you could also say like, would Searching for Bobby Fischer be a kid's sports movie because he's playing chess and it's all kids?
I see. I think this is where the family thing would be a good eliminator because I don't think I don't know. I'm checking right now.
That has a tag: biography, drama, sport.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so, I don't think anything that's like, I mean, this might be getting a little too specific, but like most of these that are tagged drama, I wouldn't consider, like, I wouldn't have enjoyed this movie when I was a kid. Do you know? Like,
mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So we're going to come back with the, you know, with just the family tag and see how that does.
So I think the category should be you need to be family and you need to be sport. And maybe we need to, talk a little bit beforehand, like to eliminate some.
Okay. Yeah. Cause
like we can just put it to a vote, the three of us, like, hey, does Remember the Titans stay on the list? Cause like Remember the Titans is a sports movie, right? But
yeah.
Doesn't have this family tag, so it's eliminated.
Okay. All right. We'll regroup here. We talked about the best, I think. Any of the worst, anything you remember other than Ed, which by the way, would immediately vault into the worst of, I believe. I'd have to check the Rotten Tomatoes, but it'd be one of the worst for sure. Anything you remember watching as a kid and remembering being like, oh, this was terrible.
Yeah. So Perfect Game was probably one of the worst sports movie, if not the worst I ever saw. It came out in 2000, had Ed Asner as like a random coach. But anywho, the premise is, there is a group of, you know, losers who try out for baseball, whatever, and they're all terrible. And one of the coaches said, oh, I bet I could win with these losers, but you got to give me like five ringers to put on the team. And the five ringers are like basically the infield. And then they find out that they were put on this team just because they're losers, because like there's this weird bet. And then like the mom comes to like coach the team along with Ed Asner, who's like a retired baseball player who like got hurt in his prime or something. And it's bad. I just remember watching it as a kid, and I had like my mom like bought it at the supermarket when I was like homesick. She's like, oh, here you go. You know, watch this movie while you're sick. But pretty awful. But there is a memorable scene where the kid has to go buy a cup like at the sporting goods store. And so his little sister, like while the kid isn't looking, like takes the price tag off the cup. So he has to go check out with like some like, you know, good looking, like, you know, girl checkout lady, and who does calls for a price check. And so it's that's like the only redeeming scene, because it's funny. And it's got the kid who played Leave It to Beaver in it.
Nice. Perfect game. An average score of 48. That sandwiches it between Air Bud seventh inning fetch and Air Bud World Pup on the rankings. So there you go. Kevin, any movie you remember watching as a kid that was just awful?
That was awful. I mean, I'm sure there are tons. But that fall into this kind of kids genre. I should have like thumbed through. I still have so many of like DVDs that I just always had, you know. Nothing really comes to mind. I like that Angels in the End Zone made the list, because I like remember enjoying that movie, but like I bet if I watched it now I'd be like, what the hell is this? But yeah, that's probably the biggest one that I can think of that I remember like watching at least consistently when I was younger.
Yeah, I like I said, I watched Most Valuable Primate, and that was the one movie when I was like eight, I was like, this is unrealistic. Like the chimp could barely move on skates, and then they would have like a cutscene of him scoring a goal and like shooting it top corner. That was great. I have a vague recollection of watching him be the skateboarder too. So yeah, Most Valuable Primate, as we mentioned, a lot of chip movies. I saw a good amount of them, and just even then was a little like, what the hell is going on here?
So all the animal ones are, you have to suspend reality a bit. But I remember in Air Bud, one of like in the trailers, it was like, there's no rule that says a dog can't play basketball. It's like, well, first of all, you don't really need that rule. But second of all, if this is a school team, the dog is not a student. Maybe they could have been like, if the dog was like a, you know, like a guide dog or whatever, or some kind of emergency animal, maybe then you can get away with it. But you seem like you bring this up with the district executive committee. It's like, hey, can this kid's dog be our shooting guard?
Yeah, he doesn't go to school.
If it's a rec league, I guess they could do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's a good
as long
point.
As the dog was born and by a certain date.
Yeah, he'd have to be the right age too. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, would you allow a 4-year-old dog to play in like a 7 and up league, because technically in dog years he's like 28.
Well, normally you can play up, but you can't play down.
But he's over the dog year like limit.
So he'd have to be like 1.
Yeah. There's a lot to go on here. A lot to go on here. By the way, you can really go down an Air Bud rabbit hole. So like the original Air Bud had to have his leg amputated and it's like that. So they had like, they trained other Air Buds. His kids were Air Buds because he died shortly after the Golden Receiver release, I think. So there's a whole Air Bud story that if you want to get into, you definitely can. We have talked too much about kids' sports movies.
Last thing that I do think needs to make it in the episode is one of my college roommates had a dog growing up who was like a direct descendant of Wishbone.
Mm.
And so that's a little nugget for you.
I also want to throw Like Mike in.
Oh,
there.
I remember seeing that. Like. Also unrealistic.
Magic shoes, baby.
Like my average score 52.5 on the list there. So yeah, that's like 30th on our list. So about midway through the list there. But yeah, give us your suggestions. Again, I'm going to put this in the show notes. I'll put the whole spreadsheet that we got there, because there's some good ones that will take you back. There's a second dog movie. It's Soccer Dog, the movie, which I never heard of. but it's happening now. But that's it for us, thequarktape.com. Go there, contact us at quarktapepod on Twitter, facebook.com/quarktapepod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Thank you to our producers, our executive producers, are Elsie Barnett, Brian Berg, Alex Yabara, Josh Licht, and Bobby Lemaire, who I did not mention at the beginning, but also joined us this time. So duck call to him. Our regular producers, Deborah Chen, Jeremiah Bershey, Adam Ferry, Joyce Ng, Jared Beasley, Lisa Wobig, Anthony Geoffrey, Jeff Fantas, and Matt Holtwick. And with that, remember, ducks fly together.
Did Tommy freeze?
Tommy froze.
Well, quack, quack.
Ain't no turning back. Start to believe the man is up. All the crack of time.
The quack attack is back, Jack. Ooh, yeah.